The report from the Forest Service details how agroforestry practices work. But what is agroforestry? Andy Mason, director of the National Agroforestry Center, explains.
Integrating trees with crops and or livestock for the purpose of providing environmental, economic, and social benefits.
The study found over the 2011-2012 period,
USDA is investing about 1% of its budget in agroforestry. We did find that there's a lot of outputs and outcomes coming from those investments.
But agroforestry adoption still appears to be relatively low.
We believe that less than 1% of the potentially suitable land has agroforestry practices on it.
Among those potentials,
practices such as silvopasture, which combines trees and livestock and forage production, and another practice called alley cropping.
There's also tree-based buffers along waterways.
If you have perennial buffers, tree-based buffers, strategically located along a field edge, along the stream, so you have a buffer between your row crop agriculture and your waterways, you're going to make that water cleaner, not only up there in the community and near the farm, but downstream.
It also reduces greenhouse gas emissions and creates more resilient agricultural lands to such things as drought and flooding.
Just think about tree-based buffers. They can serve as a sponge when you have a flood event. They can hold water, release it more slowly, and those trees on a field edge during a drought can also protect those crops from those drying winds.
To access Agroforestry USDA Reports to America, visit www.usda.gov/agroforestry. Send comments and questions to agroforestry@usda.gov. For USDA Radio, Susan Carter, Washington, D.C.